Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. How does this sound? All artwork must go. Select pieces up to 50% off. No reasonable offers refused. Sounds like the giant art sale at the airport hotel, huh? Loud sales proclamations just don't work well when selling fine art. Mentioning sale seems to cheapen the art. But we do know that even high-end galleries offer discounts to valued collectors as well as to museums, so why can't artists have their own sales? You can, with the right strategies in place. First, consider any ramifications your sale would have on relationships with gallerists, collectors, or retailers. Plan accordingly with the following 8 tips in mind. 1. Have a reason for the sale. It can be an anniversary, holiday, birthday, or moving sale, but it should be tied to a reason or an event. For example, my sale starting today is a closeout on audio products I will no longer sell. 2. Be very clear about what is on sale and what isn't on sale. Will all of your work be on sale? All work prior to 2008? Anything smaller than a bread box? All reproductions? Double and triple check the language you use in your sales message to ensure that there's no room for misunderstanding. 3. Be honest and sincere with the language you use. There's no need to hype the sale of your artwork. Remind people of the value they're getting during this one-time offer. The value on my audio sale, for instance, is 29 to 30% off of all audio products. 4. Create a sense of urgency. If your sale doesn't have an ending, there's no reason for people to act quickly. A typical online sale is about 3 to 5 days. You're going to need a longer time period if it requires opening up your studio to guests. 5. This is important. Extend your offer to collectors first. Your collectors have already purchased similar works from you at higher prices. They might not be too happy to learn that they could have gotten it at a lower price if they had just waited. Make your collectors happy by sending them a personal letter well in advance of your starting sale date and offering them first choice, and maybe even a little extra discount. Perhaps you call it a pre-sale for collectors only. Rather than using email for your collector's announcement, opt for a distinctive letter sent through the postal system. This is going to make them feel special. 6. This is critical. Set up a special sales page on your website or blog, something that you're making just for the sale. There are too many distractions to send them just to your website homepage. By directing traffic to a special sales page on your site, you can better facilitate the next action. You can see my sales page at artbizcoach.com/sale. 7. Don't hold too many sales. If you're announcing sales frequently, buyers will know that there's probably another one coming up right around the bend. They'll wait for your next sale to purchase from you. 8. Provide a call to action. Don't assume people will know what to do. Tell them where to click, whom to call, or how to email you for more information. For instance, if you want to take advantage of my closeout audio sale, go to artbizcoach.com/sale.html. And don't forget that the sale ends at midnight Eastern Time on Friday, July 16th. Final word, there's no reason you can't have a sale, but you want to make sure you've covered all the details before it's announced. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.